Comet streaking through their opponents, penalty kicks, and the greatest pitcher you never saw. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, making college accessible, affordable, and achievable. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The first sport you would think about when someone says Grand Ledge High School is baseball, where living legend Pat O'Keefe has won over 1,000 games in his coaching career. But what about soccer? That's right, soccer. The Comets are undefeated, won the Blue Division of the Capital Area Activities Conference this year, and drew the top seed in the Gold Cup Division of the league tournament that begins this week over the likes of traditional powers Okemos and East Lansing, battling to a scoreless tie against the Trojans, the second-ranked team in Division II. Grand Ledge does it with defense, led by third-year starter Brendan Garfield, one of three players who also star on O'Keefe's baseball team in the spring. And Garfield wants to lead his team back to the Gold Cup final.
Because last year for the Gold Cup, everyone expected us to be out first round, but we really didn't feel like that was going to happen. Last year, we definitely felt like we were competing in every single game we were in.
The Comets have only allowed 5 goals all season heading into the Gold Cup tournament. You can read more about it on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to the girls' tennis team at Negaunee, which won its third straight Upper Peninsula Division I finals title last weekend, led by number 3 singles titleist Lexi Peterson, who finished the season undefeated. And the girls' tennis teams at Ishpeming, Westwood, and Munising, which shared the Upper Peninsula Division II title. Looking for the best post-workout snack? Pair protein with carbohydrates to help your muscles recover quickly and efficiently. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Hi, my name's Dan Skuda, professional football player and Michigan native. Being born and raised in Michigan, I want to see all Michigan students succeed. Paying for college can be a barrier. That's why I've teamed up with My Student Aid to help tackle the cost of college. My Student Aid helps students and families in Michigan with affording college, with scholarships, grants, and also college savings programs. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid. Together, we can help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
In the game of soccer, goals are tough to come by. That's why in some of the most important games, we see those contests head into overtime and ultimately get decided by penalty kicks or PKs. The rules dealing with penalty kicks have changed for this year. In years past, whenever a player would hear the referee's whistle and they start to move toward the ball to make their penalty kick, any hesitation, delay, or stutter step would make that kick illegal. In past years, that player always got the opportunity to make a re-kick.
But this year, there is no opportunity for that player to take an additional re-kick.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Go online now to MHSAA.com to be a referee. Because this show airs only during the fall and winter, we don't always give a lot of love to spring sports. But I want to circle back to a closing commentary from mid-January to let you know that Michigan had its 4th athlete inducted into the National High School Sports Hall of Fame this summer. Vermontville is a burg about 30 miles west-southwest of Lansing and home to one of the original baseball pitching aces in the high school game, Ken Beardsley. In the late 1940s, he set national records at Vermontville High that still stand today for strikeouts per game in a season with 19 and a career with 18.1, while winning 24 games in 3 seasons, throwing 7 no-hitters and 2 perfect games. Beardsley made the Hall as one of 5 athletes along with the likes of Steve Spurrier and Marlon Briscoe, and he joins a Michigan group that includes Owasso's Brad Van Pelt, Bloomfield Hills' Jim Johnson, and the greatest high school athlete of all time from our state, the Fenville Flash, Richie Jordan. Beardsley defied the selection odds in that he didn't blossom athletically after his high school playing days, and I've sat on that national screening committee and watched the ultimate voters select people more worthy for what they did in college or professionally than they did as a prep. His records have never come close to being tested while standing for nearly 70 years and are likely to stand, I dare say, forever. Ken Beardsley, the greatest pitcher you never saw and likely will never see again. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.